Doctor, this is dictating on Rukhsana Khan. That is R-U-K-H-S-A-N-A. R as in Robert. R-U-K-H-S-A-N-A. Rukhsana Khan. K-H-A-N. Date of birth is 11/5/52. Date of visit is 9/2/22. Please make a copy for Dr. Rehana Siddiqui. S-I-D-D-I-Q-U-I. Rehana. R-E-H-A-N-A. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is cough and recent episode of bronchitis. Next paragraph is respiratory illness. This is a the chief complaint is cough and recent episode of bronchitis. Next, history of present illness. This is a 70-year-old lady who was experiencing coughing spells over the past 2 months. Was sent for a chest x-ray, which showed a right upper lobe density and a minimal density in the left upper lobe and evidence of volume loss. She was then sent for a chest CT on 8/30/22, which demonstrated widespread reticulations and interstitial thickening throughout both lung fields with architectural distortion on patchy ground glass infiltrates and mild bronchiectasis, most evident in the medial right lower lobe. The patient was started on a course of Zithromax. She is not bringing up much sputum. She denies any fevers, so chills, night sweats, or hemoptysis. And she has had no previous CAT scans or x-rays to compare. The patient does have a history of hypertension and history for coronary artery disease with the previous MI. Next paragraph. The patient's past history includes hypertension and hyperlipidemia, history of myocardial infarction, status post cardiac catheterization and stenting. She had had a fractured humerus repaired, also had bilateral knee replacement surgery. She has a history of reflux. Next paragraph, habits. The patient does not smoke, no history of alcohol use, next paragraph, Allergy is none listed. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother had ovarian cancer. Father died of heart disease. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has no fatigue, fever, or weight loss. No double vision, cataracts, glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. No urinary frequency, burning, no hay fever. She has shortness of breath and coughing spells. She has no heartburn, black stools, or diarrhea. She has occasional chest pains, no palpitations, or leg edema. And no anxiety, no depression. No bruising. She has joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, medication list. Included Atenolol 50 milligrams daily, Losartan 50 milligrams daily, Haroclothiazide 25 milligrams daily, Crestor 20 milligrams daily, Aspirin 1 daily, and Protonix 40 milligrams as needed. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this averagely built elderly lady with no acute distress. Blood pressure 140 by 70, pulses 82, respiration 16. Temperature 97.5, weight is 153, saturation 94. HE&T anomalous, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with fine bibasilar crackles. More on the right side. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2. With no S3 gallop, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next, paragraph, impression number 1. Extensive interstitial lung disease. Number 2 is bronchiectasis. Number 3, history of hypertension. And number 4 is coronary artery disease. Number 5 is gastroesophageal reflux. Next paragraph, plan. The patient will be advised to... Number... 6 is acute bronchitis. Next, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CBC, SED rate, ANA, RA factor, and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. A repeat CAT scan to be done in 3 months to see if there's any progression of the interstitial infiltrates. And consolidations. We will start her on Zithromax 500 milligrams once daily times 5 days and place her on prednisone 30 milligrams daily with taper over 3 weeks. And a follow-up, she will also use a albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN, for shortness of breath, and a follow-up visit be arranged in 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Rehana Siddiqui.